This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes... These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment. What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio. When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online. After midnight.
Before she understood what haunted meant, she understood unease. She was 5 years old the first time she felt it. That weight in the air that makes a room seem to breathe without you. Her mother had just separated from her father, and life had folded into something smaller. There was her mother, her 2-year-old sister, and a new house that belonged to her mother's boyfriend. It was an ordinary enough place, a 2-level home with the kind of basement you only visit because you have to. Upstairs, the air was warm and bright. Downstairs, the walls seemed to hold their breath. When her mother told her that her new bedroom would be in the basement, she smiled because that's what brave children do. She didn't want to seem scared, though the word basement had already started to echo in her head. Her mother had done her best to make the space welcoming. She'd bought a new bed, laid down a soft rug, hung up a few of her drawings. She said things like, "See, you've got the biggest room in the whole house," as if size could make up for what it lacked in light. Still, when the first night came, she stalled. Her bed hadn't arrived yet, so she slept upstairs on her sister's top bunk. From that small, high space, the world felt safe again, like she could see all the shadows before they moved. When the new bed finally arrived, her mother built it herself, tucking the blanket in tight. "See? Just like a grown-up," she said. But the first time the girl put her foot on the top step to go down alone, she stopped. The air changed. It was the same hallway, the same walls, the same paint, but it felt like crossing into someone else's house. The stillness down there wasn't peaceful, it was expectant. She froze, one hand on the banister, not knowing why she wanted to cry. Something in that basement didn't want her there. She told herself it was silly. She was 5. Maybe she was just afraid of the dark, of being far from her mother. So she climbed down anyway, carrying her pillow like a shield. But the second she reached the bottom, that invisible pressure returned, brushing the back of her neck, humming under her skin. The light bulb above her buzzed faintly. The room smelled like dust and something older. She slept badly that night, and every night after. She began facing the wall when she went to bed, afraid of the doorway. There was no door, just an open frame, and that somehow made it worse. A doorway with no way to close it is like a mouth that never stops smiling. She would stare at the paint so close her breath fogged it, trying not to think about the black space behind her. The first time she saw the lights, she thought she was dreaming. Two white orbs, small and perfect, streaked across her doorway, each trailing a thin line of electric blue. They moved fast, playful almost, like something darting through water. She blinked hard. They were still there. Her heart pounded. She bit her arm to make sure she was awake. Pain shot through her skin, sharp and real. So were they. They hovered for a moment, spinning like curious fish. Then they disappeared. The darkness that replaced them was somehow worse. The silence they left behind felt like a held breath, waiting to be filled again. She didn't scream. She didn't even move. She just watched the doorway until her eyes burned, and then she did the only thing she could. She ran up the stairs, through the kitchen, to her sister's room. She climbed into the top bunk and hid beneath the blanket, trembling, waiting for morning. When sunlight finally cut through the curtains, she felt safe again, as if daylight had its own kind of protection. But safety doesn't last forever, especially in a house that already knows you're afraid. The next night, the orbs came again, then the next. Sometimes they stayed near the doorway. Other times, they slipped inside, gliding through the air above her bed. They were beautiful in a way that made beauty feel wrong. Light where there should be none, color that didn't belong to the world she knew. She wanted to believe they meant no harm, but the more they appeared, the heavier the air became. The message felt clear, even if she couldn't put it into words. You don't belong here. She stopped sleeping. She tried to tell her mother, showing her the faint bite marks on her arm, proof that she'd been awake. Her mother's face tightened in that way parents' faces do when they love their children but don't believe them. It was a dream, she said. Just lights from outside. There aren't any lights, the girl whispered. Her mother's boyfriend sighed, and her mother looked tired in that way adults do when the day has already taken too much. Sweetheart, you have to stop this, she said. You're letting your imagination get away from you. But the girl wasn't imagining anything. She began sleeping upstairs again, sneaking out of bed in the middle of the night to curl up in the top bunk beside her sister. Her mother's anger came with the sunrise, when she'd find her there and scold her for disobedience. But no amount of scolding could undo the memory of those lights dancing through her room. She lasted 3 months in the basement, then she refused. She wouldn't even go down for toys. The fear had turned physical now, a heaviness that made her legs weak the second she reached the stairs. And when the time finally came to move again, she stayed glued to her mother's side, refusing to let her pack alone. The basement could keep whatever it wanted. And in some strange way it did. When you're small, your world is measured in steps. The hallway from your room to the kitchen. The climb of a staircase. The short walk from the back door to the edge of the yard. In this house, every one of those steps felt different. The basement was fear. The backyard was unease. It wasn't immediate. None of it ever was. It started quietly, with a kind of awareness that something else was moving through her days. The yard itself was beautiful in that old-world, half-forgotten way. It was one of the first homes built in the neighborhood before the city grew up and swallowed the smaller towns around it. Ivy climbed the fences like it was trying to remember where it used to go. A weeping willow stood in the middle of the lawn, its long green fingers brushing the earth like a curtain. And right up against the house was a stone fountain, horseshoe-shaped, about 4 feet across and 1 foot deep, the kind of thing built for another century's idea of peace. The fountain no longer ran. Moss had overtaken the stones, turning them into something that looked like it had always been part of the ground. When the wind moved just right, she swore she could hear water trickling even though it hadn't flowed for years. She loved that fountain. It felt safe, old, kind, the way certain inanimate things can seem protective. But the rest of the yard made her skin crawl. The willow scared her, most of all. During the day, it cast long, delicate shadows that swayed across the grass. At night, those shadows hardened into something else entirely. If she had to go outside, she made sure her mother or little sister was with her. She would never cross the yard alone. It wasn't just childish fear. It was instinct. When she played near the fountain, she'd sometimes catch movement at the edge of her vision. Something pale, shifting, like fog that didn't belong to the weather. It hovered in the air as if following her. Whenever she turned to face it, it disappeared. At first, she thought it was fog, but the rest of the yard would be clear, the night air sharp and still. And the strange mist moved with intent. It seemed to pause when she paused, drift when she drifted, always staying just far enough to be doubted. She could feel it watching her. The first time she mentioned it, her mother laughed, distracted. "It's just fog," she said. "It's colder by the fence." "But it's only there," the girl said, pointing. Her mother knelt, brushing off her hands on her jeans. "You're just lonely, sweetheart." "There aren't any kids your age in this neighborhood. You've got a big imagination." Maybe she was right, but the explanation didn't fit the way the feeling sat in her chest. Imagination didn't make the air colder around her. It didn't make her heart race, for no reason. She didn't tell her again. Instead, she started to observe. The mist only appeared when she was alone. It never came when her sister followed her outside or when her mother hung laundry on the line. And it never approached the fountain. It lingered just beyond it, near the willow. Something about that tree repelled her, its drooping branches too heavy, too still. Even in the wind, they seemed to sway slower than they should, as though obeying something else entirely. She began to wonder if the spirits from the basement had followed her upstairs or outside. The fear felt the same, that unwanted heaviness pressing down. The unspoken message that she shouldn't be there. But the thought that came later when she was older and no longer afraid unsettled her in a different way. What if they hadn't been trying to scare her away at all? What if they had wanted her attention? At 5 years old, she wouldn't have understood that. A child's instinct is to run from the dark, not ask it what it wants. But when she remembered the orbs later, their electric blue trails looping like signals, she wondered if they had been trying to communicate. What if they weren't saying, "Get out"? What if they were saying, "Look closer"? Maybe something of theirs was buried in the yard. A necklace, a ring, a photograph. Something lost that tethered them there. It wasn't like her mother collected antiques. There was nothing in the house old enough to have a spirit attached to it. But the land itself had age, and age holds memory. Sometimes, when she dreamed about that house years later, she'd see herself kneeling beside the moss-covered fountain. Her hands would move the bricks one by one, revealing something shining underneath. She never saw what it was before she woke up. Even as a child, she sensed the basement and the yard were connected. They shared a pulse, a strange, humming silence that filled both spaces. It wasn't malevolent, but it wasn't friendly either. It was simply there. When her mother finally decided to move, the girl didn't argue. But she did insist on one thing. She wouldn't pack her toys alone. She followed her mother from room to room, staying close as if the walls might close in when she turned her back. When they went into the basement for the last time, she wouldn't even step off the bottom stair. Her mother had to go down alone, her voice echoing up through the still air. The girl watched from the doorway, fingers clutching the banister. There was a faint blue flash, like a reflection. For a moment, she thought she saw the orbs again. One quick arc of light, gone before she could call out. When her mother came up the stairs, arms full of boxes, she asked if she'd noticed anything strange. "Just dust," her mother said. But the girl knew better. She didn't know how she knew, she just did. The basement had exhaled. Whatever had lived there was still watching, maybe even relieved. They left soon after. The house fell behind them, small in the car's rearview mirror, but she couldn't shake the feeling that something inside it was still waiting. Not for her to leave, for her to come back. Years later, when she was grown and far from that little two-level house, the memories still came with the sound of a stairwell. each step a small thud of dread rising up through her ribs. Alberta has long winters, and in those deep months of snow and early dusk, she sometimes finds herself thinking of the blue lights. It's strange how time changes the way you remember fear. As a child, it was total, physical. It lived in her skin. As an adult, it became a puzzle, something she could turn over in her mind without flinching, at least for a while. She tried to be rational. She read about ball lightning, about static discharge, about phosphorescence and damp air, but none of those things explain the feeling. Science can explain light. It can't explain being watched. And that's what the basement had been, an audience. When she pictured that space now, she realized it had never felt empty. It had felt occupied, like a room where the conversation stopped the second you entered. Even now, she sometimes woke in the middle of the night to a sense of being in two places at once. Her current bedroom and that older one beneath the house, the air pressing close and expectant. She learned to recognize that kind of pressure in other homes too. Every apartment, every childhood sleepover, every new address carried its own energy. Most of it was harmless, a little static of memory left behind by previous lives. But every so often, there'd be a place that hummed with the same low dread she'd felt in that basement. And always, she'd think of those blue-tailed orbs. They hadn't followed her, exactly. But they had marked her, left her open. It was as if seeing them once meant she could never fully close her eyes to what moved just beyond the visible world. Her family, too, had their own stories, none as vivid, but enough to suggest that whatever threaded through her life hadn't ended in childhood. They talked about footsteps, the sound of dishes rattling in empty rooms, her grandmother's soft insistence that someone always sat in the old armchair after midnight. They joked about it now, called themselves the haunted family. But she could tell from the way her mother's laughter would falter that the memories were still raw. Her mother, who had once sworn it was all imagination, had changed. A psychic with kind eyes and steady hands had read her palm years later and told her things she couldn't possibly have known. Details about that old house, about the feeling of being watched from the stairwell. Something in that conversation broke open. Her certainty. After that, her mother stopped dismissing the past. She even asked her daughter once over tea, "Do you think they wanted help?" "I think so," she'd said. The answer came easily, though she wasn't sure where it had been waiting all those years. Maybe the orbs hadn't meant to frighten her. Maybe they'd been desperate to be seen. Children notice what adults ignore. They don't yet know how to filter the world. If something lost needed attention, needed to be remembered, it would go to the only eyes still wide enough to see. But if that was true, why the fear? Why the cold, the sleepless nights, the feeling of being unwanted? She'd wondered that too until she learned that not every plea sounds gentle. Sometimes the energy of longing feels the same as anger. The dead, if that's what they were, may not have known how to reach her, except through the only power they had left, presence. And in a way, they had succeeded. She had remembered them. Sometimes, when she closed her eyes, she could still picture the faint flicker of blue in the dark, like tiny comets drawing invisible lines through the air. There was a beauty to them, she could admit now, freed from the panic of that small, sleepless girl. She also thought of the yard, the willow, the creeping ivy, the fountain shaped like a horseshoe. Memory made it greener, gentler, but she still saw the mist moving between the leaves. That curious shimmer that had followed her without sound, it hadn't felt evil, not exactly. Just unfinished. Once she dreamed of the house again. In the dream, she was older but small, all the same, walking across the damp grass toward the fountain. The air was cool, the kind that smells like rain even when the sky is clear. The ivy glowed silver under the moonlight. She knelt beside the old bricks and brushed the moss away. Beneath her fingertips, something glinted, small and circular like the edge of a ring. She reached for it, and the dream broke apart like glass. She never found out what, if anything, had been buried there. But sometimes, in the long quiet between midnight and dawn, she wondered if someone else, someone new, had moved into that house, if another child slept in that same basement, feeling the same pull of dread each time the lights went out. If maybe one night they turned toward the doorway and saw two small orbs racing past, trailing blue behind them like threads of electricity stitching the dark together. If that child felt the same fear she once had. Or if maybe, finally, those lights looked a little less like warning and a little more like recognition. Because hauntings don't always end. Sometimes they simply change shape. And in her quieter moments, she liked to believe that the spirits who once filled her nights had long since found their rest, not by frightening her away, but by being remembered. The way old places remember you back.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
'Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Extra value meals are back. For just $5, get a savory and sweet sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles, plus hash browns and a coffee, only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
'Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
'Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.